Right, we touched on a bit of hoop action there with Dav and the WNBL. We're getting up to week 16 of 16, which is clearly the last round of the home and away season. And Kayla George is back with her team, the Sydney Flames, because she's been busy with the Opals in the last little while with the qualifying Olympic period, which they did a great job in over in Brazil. But she suited up for a 350th WNBL game last Sunday. That's a lot of games of B-ball, and she's done it magnificently all the way through. She joins us on the line. Kayla, welcome.
Hey guys, thank you.
350, that's a lot of basketball, Kayla.
Yeah, I've been around for a minute. I'm pretty old.
Now, it's 450 on the weekend for Kelly Wilson, which was a big effort, but 350 is just as big, I reckon, these days in the modern world of basketball. How much more physically demanding is it these days with the training schedules than perhaps when you first started?
Oh, honestly, I don't think that's much different.
Really?
It's probably more when I was younger. The training schedules when I was younger, I feel like they would try and make us do two or three sessions a day, especially junior camps with Australian teams. But nowadays, it's probably a little bit more complex because I've got a daughter. But it's just train, rock up, and then play games, and it's kind of been the same for me for the last, 20 odd years. Sorry, there goes me dog.
Oh,
how
the
authentic.
Dogs.
Everyone out. I'm going to interview. Here we go. Shut the door. See you later.
Daughters and dogs. It's all happening in your joint this morning. There's plenty going on. So 350 is a great number. Did you, when you first started, and the WNBL as it was back then, did you think that you'd have any possibility of playing for this long?
Honestly, when you first start playing, I had all these goals and dreams to, you know, play in the WNBL, play in the WNBA, play in Europe, go to an Olympics. You know, go to World Cup to the Opals. And I really just had no, you know, to play 300, 350 or whatever it is for games. Like, that wasn't really part of my goal list, but I guess it just happened over time. And I didn't really think a whole lot of it until my husband was like, Kayla, it's kind of a big deal. And then on Sunday, my phone was, like, blowing up. And then I had that beautiful video piece that the Sydney Flames did with a lot of my close friends and family where my dad was wearing no shirt and he decided to say congrats. I was like, I couldn't put a shirt on for the video set. typical Cairns lad. But, no, it was really cool. And I was a little bit overwhelmed. And then, you know, Guy and Tess, who know me very well, and I've known Tess for over 20 years, got really emotional before the game. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. Until then, I didn't really realise that, oh, gosh, it's kind of a big... You know, I just play and I just do my thing and, you know, you just keep on keeping on. And sometimes I forget to even reflect because we're just on to the next thing all the time. But yeah. I've had a little bit more time to reflect in the last bit of time. And the last few years in particular for me have been absolutely nuts. So I'm really blessed to be able to do what I do and blessed to have really cool support around me.
What have been your favourite moments through your journey?
I think, obviously, the great people that I meet along the way is number one. But some highlights was when I was able to be selected for my first Olympics in Rio. That was really cool, really overwhelming. And got to go to Rio in 2016, which was an unfortunate finish for us in terms of not getting a medal, but really cool to be able to say I'm an Olympian from that point forward. And also just really every time I rock the Opals jersey, but the World Cup in Sydney was incredible. And obviously 2018, we won a silver medal in Spain as well at the World Cup, and that was really cool as well. So all three moments, all big moments are with the Opals, but that's probably the highlight
of my life. Maybe the best is yet to come, Kayla.
Yeah, maybe. You know, hopefully, with selection coming up for Paris, I can, you know, do everything I can to be selected for that team and get back on the podium at the Olympics because we've failed to do that the last two campaigns. But in the meantime, in the middle of those Olympics, I've been medalling at the World Cup, so we definitely deserve to be on the podium and we'll work really hard to get there.
So it was a great campaign. We spoke to Sandy Brondello before and after the Opals campaign in Brazil to qualify for the Olympics, and she was great with the insight into the squad and the makeup and the opportunity for some of the young players to step in and do a great job, which they did. But one of the biggest names, the oldest one, Lauren Jackson, decided that she'd had enough. Did you know that this was coming, that she was going to do the qualification and that was it?
No, well, I mean, I thought the World Cup was it. That was a big retirement. And then she's come back out and done this. So I don't close the door on anything at this point. She might come back out and say she wants to do the Olympics. Who knows? So, look, Lozzie, if it was her last time, phenomenal, phenomenal human, obviously phenomenal athlete, has done so much for the sport. And so I've been really blessed to be able to play with her in her last game at the World Cup and then in her last game for Australia over in Belem. But if it wasn't her last game, hopefully, you know, we could both get selected together to go to the Olympics. But like I said, I don't close the door on anything, so we'll see how it plays out.
Still plenty to play out, which is sort of what Sandy Brondello was saying too about Lauren's future, perhaps. But in your immediate future is the game against Townsville this weekend. You have to win this to stay in the top four. Is that where we end up?
Oh, mate, there's so many. I think I read yesterday there was 32 different scenarios because second to fifth are all like in a log jam or something. So I think that's just nuts. So I think we just have to win. We can control that, win, and we're in. If we lose, we have to rely on other teams, which you don't really want to have to do, but there's certain scenarios of other teams' results that can still allow us to go in. Obviously, there is also a scenario where we don't get in. So if we lose, so we definitely just want to make sure we're in clean and on our own accord. But yeah, win and we're in.
Win and we're in. It's Townsville this weekend for the Sydney Uni Flames, so we'll keep an eye on that through the journey. Hey, did you watch the other day in the All-Star weekend, Steph Ionescu take on Steph Curry in the three-pointer little shootout one-on-one?
I did, and that was really great.
Sorry, Sabrina, not Steph.
No, that's okay, yeah. No, it was honestly a really cool thing that happened. And you know, Sabrina, I think, tied Damian Lillard's score. So I think it just, you know, put a lot of respect on her name and for women in general in basketball.
Yeah, it was magnificent. It was a great little stash there. And we've seen Caitlin Clark do great things in college hoops over there in the US as well. And she's becoming one of the biggest names in basketball full stop over there at the moment. This is a really important time for women's sport and women's basketball in particular in the US, do you reckon?
It's actually nuts. Like Caitlin Clark, like some of the ticket prices just to see her, the lines outside the arenas just to see her. And she consistently, like under all this pressure and under, you know, all the spotlight, is just performing and just breaking barriers and just, it's unreal. But also Georgia Amor, who's actually a Melbourne girl, is doing amazing things as well and is a huge name over there in college basketball as well. So just thought I'd shout out the Aussie and the Melbourne girl.
We love all that stuff. No worries there. Georgia Amor, we'll be all over her. We'll get on her on the show. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I think you should.
All right, I'm going to do that. Oh, but we love having you on the program with the daughters and the dogs. It's magnificent. And we're three.
The dogs are still barking. He wants to be on the call. Stanley, back off, mate.
With 350 under the belt, there's more to come and hopefully a big Olympic campaign for you. But you got the WNBA finals to sort out this weekend for us if you can. Go get them.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Good stuff. Kayla George, WNBL superstar, 350 last weekend for her, and they're in action. So what she was saying, they're in action this weekend against Townsville. What she was saying is interesting, that Southside Flyers are in second position at 12 wins at the moment. They've got a game up their sleeve. In fact, they've got a game tonight. It's Townsville and Southside 1v2 tonight, which will bring everyone back onto even Stevens in terms of games played at 20. So if Southside win tonight, they'll clear out, but chances are Townsville will beat them. So they'll stay in the logjam from second to fifth. The Southside Flyers, the Spirit, Sydney Uni Flames and the Boomers, all within one game of each other leading into the last round will be. So that is an exciting finish for finals placings. Top four action there in the WNBL.